Section 2, Establishing and Re-establishing Credit. Improving your client's credit by adding good credit. Increasing your client credit score consists of three phases. 1. Removing the negative listings from your client's credit report. 2. Adding new, positive listings. And 3. Adjusting your client's credit balances. It is important to note that your clients may be able to obtain much of the credit they need even without repairing their credit report. The key is how much this credit will cost. Their credit score will determine this matter. Most home loan guidelines, including FHA guidelines, require that the lender must not have any negative credit appearing within the last 2 years. This means no late pays within the last 2 years and all collections, liens, or judgments have been paid more than 2 years ago. Even if with some bad credit in the last 2 years, your client can often find a mortgage, but must have a larger down payment and will pay much higher interest rates. With a good income, a reasonable debt-to-income ratio, and a down payment, your client can get a loan. Automotive financing will typically allow some negative credit before credit repair, but with less than optimal terms. If there are a few late pays, you may pay a little more in interest, but it adds up fast, to be sure. If you have truly awful credit, you may still get an auto loan, but at very high rates, but you should definitely repair your client's credit in the meantime. Standard rate credit cards seem to be the most difficult when it comes to credit that still needs credit repair. Most standard rate cards will reject you immediately for any negative credit whatsoever. Yet, there are many credit card companies that work with bad credit and help you to repair your client's credit. Some require deposits and others require a significant annual fee. Most have low credit limits. So, once your client's credit repair is underway, you can turn attention to adding positive credit. You may have to accept some of these less standard credit options while you repair your client's credit. But, a word to the wise, there are many credit repair scams out there that prey upon the credit distressed. Even your local auto dealership may take advantage of your vulnerable position and your desire to repair your client's credit. Many phony credit card offers exist that allow you a card, but one that is only good for the company's limited line of merchandise. Maybe you've recently finished repairing your client's credit, or maybe you're young and haven't used credit yet. In either case, here are a few tricks to credit repair and building a positive credit history quickly and cheaply. Most times you start building some good credit in just a couple of weeks. But, beware. If you stack too many open accounts or too many credit inquiries, you will be denied based on the debt-to-income ratio and excessive credit inquiries. The main steps to establishing credit. Please keep in mind that it's all about the credit score. A good one will determine if you can get that loan or credit card. Credit bureaus only judge you for what have done recently, within the last 2 years. What happened in the past is mainly in the past, but can hurt your overall score. / The fastest way to rebuild your credit is to get a bank loan secured by a CD. Yes, your client will need cash for this. However, they can increase their credit score by 20 to 100 points with these types of loans. Certificate of deposit, CD, secured loans are taken out at the bank where you hold the CD. Since you can't cash in the CD without the bank knowing about it, it is perfect collateral for the loan. So if you already have the deposits, you should talk to that bank about a CD secured loan. The lender will typically make a loan for up to 90% to 100% of the value of the deposit, and the loan term will be for no longer than the term of the CD, although both may be renewed/rolled over. The financial institutions may not require any payments on the loan until maturity, giving you maximum flexibility. Others may bill it as an interest-only loan until its maturity date. In general, these loans are priced 2% to 3% over the rate that you are earning on your CD. It is best to go to three separate banks and repeat this process for optimum results. This approach works perfectly to increase a credit score fast. However, with a CD you must still look at the cost of paying off the loan. It will cost 2% to 3% more on the loan than you are earning on your deposit. Your only goal is to increase your credit, and, yes, you are paying for this. For an optimum credit score, you will need a $1,000 secured loan. Therefore, your deposit should be about $1,130.00. To rebuild your client's credit totally, with great roots or accounts over 5 years can take 5 years. This doesn't mean that you can't get a great mortgage or loan with about 2 years of bad credit, but to make your credit life much easier. If you are rebuilding your client's credit after bankruptcy or a negative paying history, you can take the steps listed below. First, note that, since credit bureaus rate what you have done recently, it is important to add new credit. Do not go into credit shock after you have gone through a bankruptcy or bad credit paying history. If you shut down and do not add good credit or do not and just pay cash, it will still hurt you 2 years later. Therefore, after devastating credit problems, take massive action to start rebuilding your client's credit instantly. /Get a subprime merchandise card. The single most cost-effective and powerful tool for consumers to increase their high credit limit and decrease their debt-to-credit ratio is the use of subprime merchandise credit cards. These types of cards report to one or more of the major credit bureaus. To their dismay, despite their immense benefits, these are the most misunderstood cards in the credit industry. A large portion of the misunderstanding is due mostly to marketers misrepresenting the cards and the growing number of companies promoting them. When you learn how they work, you will quickly understand why they have been the subject of many misrepresentations. A subprime merchandise card is nothing more than a card attached to a line of credit which allows you to buy merchandise from a specific vendor, more than likely the company that sold you the card. The merchandise will be purchased through a catalog or online mall. Where the problem arises is that the cards are marketed almost exclusively to the subprime market via email, telemarketing, and direct mail, etc. The reason for this is they can advertise almost irresistible offers like $5,000 credit card guaranteed. No credit check. No cosigner. You cannot be turned down. Or unsecured $10,000 credit line. Everyone approved. You get the idea. While there are many companies which do this and aren't necessarily on the up and up, there are a few which do it legitimately, and it's the best kept secret to building your client's credit and build it fast. Here's how it works. The company approves anyone with a pulse, literally, and gives them a card for $2,500 to $12,500 with no credit check and no cosigner. However, the card is only good for merchandise through their website or catalogs, and the consumer is required to put down a deposit on whatever they purchase. After the deposit is paid, the remaining balance is financed on the card. For example, a person buys $1,500 worth of merchandise. Their deposit is $500, so they then finance $1,000 on their merchandise card and make payments. Sound like a scam? If you say yes, like most people, then you're missing the point big time. With a legitimate subprime merchandise card, your client's credit line will be reported to at least one major credit bureau or even more. This means if you get a $5,000 card and you finance $1,000, on your client's credit report it will look like any other credit card and will do three extremely important things for you. It will increase your current high credit limit by $5,000 almost overnight, as the account looks like any other unsecured revolving account. Carrying a small outstanding balance will have a positive impact on your client's credit report by building and showing potential lenders your client's creditworthiness. With a good payment history, you are virtually guaranteed to receive legitimate pre-approved credit offers in the future due to other lenders renting your name from the credit bureaus. This technique is hard to beat for both cost and effectiveness. Of course, the whole key is knowing exactly which cards report to the credit bureaus and offer the best rates. Benefits of using a merchandise credit card. No employment verifications. No credit checks. Monthly credit limit increases for those who qualify. Reports to a major credit bureau. Excellent for increasing your client's credit score. Great for establishing credit. Please note, only some cards offer these services. If your client is new to credit and wonders how to get started, there are five main steps you can use to establish your client's credit. Open a checking account. If you don't have a checking account, potential lenders become very skeptical about the way you handle your financial affairs. Many people do not have a checking account simply because they can't conceive the idea of paying service charges and trusting someone else to store their money. Let's face the truth, having a checking account says a lot about the way you handle money. It gives you a credential. Although most lenders never bother to check, just having a source where potential lenders can check to verify your financial position gives you a lot of credibility with that institution. Open a savings account. When potential lenders see a savings account on your client's credit application, it gives them a good feeling concerning the way you handle your financial affairs, regardless how small an amount you have in your account. Always show a savings account on your client's credit application. Open a charge account with a department store. These accounts are usually the easiest to get when you are new to credit. Try talking to a credit manager before applying for a department store card to find out your chances of getting the card. You must remember when trying to establish credit not to apply for several companies at one time. If you are turned down, a negative inquiry will be listed in your client's credit report. The very first time you apply for credit to lenders, who are members of the credit bureau, the information on your application is given to the credit bureau and a credit file will automatically be established in your name. This is the humble beginning of your client's credit report. Protect it. Try getting a loan from a finance company. Finance companies are usually more receptive to individuals who are just getting started in credit. Most of these institutions have built their business on newcomers to the credit world. The interest rate is a lot higher than a bank, but your chances of getting started are greater. It seems that every lender wants you to already have credit, but no one wants to be first. Be sure you talk with a banker first to see your chances of getting a loan from their bank before applying to a finance company. 5. Find a CO signer. Try to get your parents to CO sign a loan for you. See Action Strategy 9 for more information. Once you are authentically born into the credit world, it is your responsibility to protect it for life. It can and will be your most prized possession. Build your client's credit using current bills. Pay rent, build credit, incorporated, PRBC. Connects people who lack a traditional credit history with lenders who want to reach them. They document and verify rental, utility, phone, and other recurring payments that aren't reported to other credit bureaus. PRBC.com. PRBC is an FCRA-compliant credit repository that enables consumers and small business owners to build a credit file and credit score based on their history of making rent and other recurring bill payments that can be used to demonstrate creditworthiness when applying for housing, credit, insurance, and employment. What to do if you are turned down? If you are turned down for credit, find out why immediately. Often, it could be that the lending institution was strict in its policies and required a high scoring on the point system. Whatever the reason may be, you have the right to have the rejecting company explain why you were turned down. Most rejection letters list a telephone number where you could call for an explanation. Some require that you write. Rejected applicants rarely call or write the company to find out why they were turned down because of a natural human reaction called intimidation. Most people are reluctant to discuss their rejection to anyone, especially over the phone. When they do call, it is usually to shout, use profanity, and verbally abuse the poor clerk on the other end who is only doing his or her job. This is obviously a poor technique to use when trying to get results. A sample letter is provided in the appendix in section 5. Having a pleasant attitude with a clerk of a rejecting company can do wonders. Let's assume you were turned down for a credit card. When calling the company, assure the clerk that you are not calling to yell at them or to use profanity. This will remove their defensive attitude. I'm sure you can imagine how your attitude would be after receiving hundreds of irritated phone calls a day. It can make anyone defensive. Explain that you are calling because you are concerned about why you were turned down for credit and are willing to rectify any perceived weakness they see in order to have the pleasure of carrying their credit card. You might be surprised. The clerks in this position will be so grateful that you are not shouting at them for doing their job that they might go out of their way to have your application reviewed and issue the credit card, or give you a complete explanation of what was wrong so that you won't repeat the same mistake again. Rejections are good if you learn from them. Action Strategy 9. Use a co-signer to assist you in establishing or re-establishing credit. Parents, friends, relatives with a good credit rating can help you to obtain credit in cases where you might be rejected. Be sure to make all of your payments on time, or your client's credit rating, as well as the co-signers, will suffer. Many people are very skeptical about co-signing for someone else due to the risk involved. Therefore, it is imperative that you assure the co-signer of your intentions. It will be a good idea to offer the co-signer some type of consideration for letting you use their credit rating. Secured credit cards. When past credit rating is haunting you, it is best to create good credit to offset the bad. The goal is to establish new credit sources as quickly as possible and bury the bad among the good. The best and easiest way to establish or re-establish your client's credit is through a secured credit card program. Many banks offer a secured MasterCard or Visa credit card to applicants regardless of past credit history. Applicants can qualify even if they never had credit before. You can obtain the card directly from the bank or through one of their agents for a transaction fee of about $35, which is well worth it. This is how the secured credit card program works. Applicants will open a savings account and deposit $250 to $500 with the bank that is issuing the credit card. The amount that is deposited will be slightly less or equal to the line of credit you will receive on the credit card, and you can increase your limit as you wish, usually not exceeding $2,500. The funds you deposit are receiving interest and are usually frozen for up to 12 months with some banks. If you make regular timely payments for 6 to 12 months, your money will be released with interest and you can have your client's credit card without the security requirement or, phrase it better, unsecured with a personal line of credit. Action Strategy 10. Once you receive your secured credit card, use it. Never go over the credit limit and never pay the balance off in full each month. Remember the utilization rate? Use that formula. Many people get a secured MasterCard or Visa and pay the balance in full each month thinking they're impressing the bank, only to find months down the road that the bank would not release their security deposit or give them an unsecured credit card. Please understand that your objective is to prove that you are a creditworthy person. There is only one way the bank can determine if you are worthy of credit, and that is how well you make regular and timely payments. You must incur a debt with the bank in order to make payments. The interest you are paying is well worth the positive credit rating you will be receiving from the bank. Listed below are companies you can contact for a secured card. Call these institutions and find out their minimum amount of deposit, what line of credit you will have, the annual fee, application fee, and the finance charge. Secured credit card companies. Please see list within the BCCC training manual. Establishing credit for kids. Using the secured bank loan approach is the best way to establish credit you and your kids who are over age 18. You used to just simply add them to your credit card, but this hole has closed. Another approach you can take to help establish credit for your teenager is to put purchases you make on credit, such as a washer and dryer or television, in the child's name with you acting as a co-signer. Make the payments yourself, therefore giving the teenager a positive credit rating for a household purchase. Bad credit personal loans. www.completealoansource.com web link. Obtaining a checking account without a credit check. Check systems. U.S. banks and credit unions report incidents to check systems to protect themselves and other banks in the future. You get reported to check systems if your account is closed for cause. What is for the cause? Banks differ greatly between them as to what valid reasons are for closing an account. Here are some examples. The bank was unable to collect for an overdraft, ATM transaction, or automatic payment which they honored on insufficient funds. Regardless of amount, and often without waiting more than a few days. Multiple overdrafts. Savings account, debit card, or ATM abuse. Fraud. Providing false information in opening account. Each incident stays on your record with check systems for 5 full years from the date the incident was reported. Getting an incident reported to check systems will destroy your financial future. Most banks now say, our bank policy is that we will not open a checking account for you if you have one or more incidents reported to check systems. This is scary. For more details about this system and what to do if you get reported, check out these excellent resources. Check systems. 12005 Ford Road Suite 600. Dallas, Texas 75234-7253. Fax 972-241-4772**. Instructions can be heard by calling 800-428-9623** or 972-280-8585**. Customer Service 800-513-7125**, option 1 for English. Then option 5 for customer service. Non-check systems banks. Want to find a non-check systems bank? Here are some free resources. Yeah, they're really free. However, bank policy changes all of the time, so you should call these banks first to see what their current policy is. www.cardreport.com web link. Checksys.tripod.com web link. Here's a good forum, checksvictims.com web link, for people trying to find a good bank or learn how to get out of check systems. Check systems for members, like banks. Banks and credit unions can call 800-328-5120** or 800-328-5122** to reach Check Systems Inquiry Department. At this number, your banker, but not you, can obtain the details in your record immediately. Strategy number 1. Your banker can call this number to get all the information in your files and according to FCRA Section 607(c) regulations, check systems cannot discourage your banker from relaying that information to you. Strategy number 2. Check systems now offers a customer service number, 800-513-7125, for consumers to reach a human there. If the wait time on hold at that number is too long, and you really want to speak to a human, Sometimes you can ask for a supervisor at either of these 800 numbers and perhaps someone may be able to talk with you. Additionally, you can try calling 972-247-5100 and press 0. Tiffany Haley is an employee who handles consumer complaints, and she can be reached at 972-247-5100, extension 8014. Her supervisor's name is Jeanette Roman. Nellie Kennedy is the manager of consumer relations. Or else, try 972-280-8580, then press the number key, and enter random three-digit extensions until you find someone on the inside at Chex Systems who will take your call. Either you will find someone this way, or after the third attempt, your call will get forwarded to a human.